The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one man speaks to another. Think of that intimacy, huh? Think of that. And how the Lord must have led Moses, like John of the Cross, you know, through a lot of purification, to be able to just talk to him like that and get all these instructions for the people for 1,000 years. The law, huh? At least. And so, and Moses would go back to the camp, but Joshua would stay there. And then, in the part we don't have, Moses says to God, let me see you. Let me know you. Let me, you know, let me see your face. Meaning, see, if you never see somebody's face, you really don't know them. Right? If all you hear is on the phone, for instance. Nowadays with TV, you can see a lot of faces, but the Lord's face. Otherwise, I don't really know you. And the Lord says to Moses, you can't see my face. If you did, you'd die. But what I will do, I'll pass by you, and I'll cover your face, and you can see my back, my tov, which means my beauty, my goodness, you see. Now, one of the great Jewish commentators, Rashi, about 11th century in France, one of the great Jewish commentators, says, he's got this beautiful thing. He said, the way you people are, one of these days I'm going to run out of patience. So I'm going to teach you now a prayer you can say. You know, you invoke the Zokut Avot, the merits of the fathers. Some things you're going to do, that's not going to be enough to cover it. But I'll teach you a prayer that you can say. And the prayer is this prayer here. Pronounce his name, Adonai. And then the Lord taught him this prayer. But you see how they understood the Lord? I'm going to be really mad at you. But I'm going to teach you now a prayer that will help you when you're in really big trouble. Isn't that... That's Rashi's understanding of why he taught him this prayer, you see. Adonai, Adonai, the merciful and gracious God. El Rachum V'Chanun. Rachum, I can't do this with every word because you have to go to work, but El Rachum, Rechem is the womb. So El Rachum means he loves us as a mother loves the child of her own womb. El Rachum v'Chanun. Chanun means gracious, forgiving. You see? Slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, or rich in mercy. We have an encyclical from John Paul II. Entitled Rich in Mercy, right? It's this, you see? Rav Chesed, he's abundant, he's loaded with riches, loaded with kindness, you see? He's rich. And he continues his kindness for 1,000 generations. He punishes for 3 or 4 generations, but he keeps his kindness for 1,000, and so forth. See? And so Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights without eating any food or drinking any water in the desert. That would be really something. You see? And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments, the 10 devarim, the 10 words of God. Well, you have now this, he told them this parable yesterday about the sower. And they said to him, what does that all mean? Why did you tell us that? What's that for? And then we have this explanation of weather. I'll skip that part. Explain to us the parable of the weeds. The one who sows good seed is the Son of Man. That's myself, he's telling you. I sow that good seed. The devil comes and sows evil seeds, corrupt seeds, weeds. And so people want to go, let's tear up all the weeds right now. And the Lord says, no, wait. Well, seeds can't change, but people can. And so, wait. Let them have a chance for conversion. Don't act right away. The patience of God. We all know about that, right? And we're all weeds that have been touched by the Lord. Or we'd be out in the fire like everybody else. So you see, again, the same thing. Rav Chesed. Great in mercy. Give them all a chance to change before you do it. Then, when the time comes, they'll gather those who still are attached to their evil and throw them in the fire. But the righteous will shine like the sun. He says that to us this morning. I want you, for eternity, to shine like the sun. Because I love you. I give you my word. I feed you with my body and blood every day. Because I love you. Now, answer me. Get familiar with me. Get intimate with me. So I can share my preoccupations. And you can pray for the world.